Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's look at our division for a second. Mike Tannenbaum is with us, NFL front office insider at ESPN now, former Dolphins GM. The AFC East, I feel, and I think Crowder does too, that the Dolphins have a legit shot. I don't know, you know, put Cam Newton in New England. You don't know if he's healthy. And like you were saying, he's never taken a snap in New England and for Bill Belichick. How does the AFC East break out to you?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. I think it's totally up for grabs right now. And you could certainly say that Ryan Fitzpatrick, just based on how those quarterbacks played last year, right now is the best quarterback in the division, again, with the big question mark in New England. And candidly, just as a fan of the sport, wouldn't you love to see, you know, Brian Flores, who played on coach under Coach Belichick for so many years, to see that defense go against what could be a totally different offense if in New England? And how do you prepare for it on opening day? Do you go back and look at Tim Tebow playing for Josh McDaniels in Denver? That's why I think this season is going to be so interesting. There is no tape. And we're seeing all these changes, and nobody knows what's going to happen until opening day. And I thought Coach Belichick made an interesting comment. We talked about, we're going to be like college football. College football has no preseason games. So I think the division's really up in the air. And to the extent that, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick plays close to what he did a year ago, obviously gives, you know, Miami a good advantage.
And talking about the AFC East, Mike, I got to ask you about Adam Gase. You were a part of the Dolphins when Adam Gase came in. You've been covering him, and he goes up and gets the New York job. He keeps getting head coach jobs. He has a problem with players, Mike. Jay Ajayi and him, Jay Ajayi's big year. He benched Jay Ajayi early in the season. Jamal Adams just came out and said he's not a good leader. He know he has a problem with Le'Veon Bell. Mike, can you kind of give us some insight on what, like, why Adam Gase is in the position he's in? Because it always looks like, from the outside looking in, that he's not ready to be a head coach of a 32 NFL team. It just doesn't look like it from a fan perspective.
Sure, and I can just go by my experience with him. You know, he did have, he had challenges like every head coach does. You're not going to get along with everybody. But he had a lot of meaningful relationships, and players got better and developed under him. And, you know, when you look at what happened in New York, look, I'm not there every day. But I do know this, based on my experience, that when a player doesn't get what he wants economically, you know, things get noisy quickly. And certainly that seemed to be part of the factor with Jamal Adams. But again, kind of staying in the theme of the AFC East and quarterbacks, you know, it was clear to me, guys, that when he got that job in New York, that job was really being defined by Sam Darnold and his development, and obviously the Jet brain trust at the time felt that Adam Gase was the best man to maximize Sam Darnold's ability. And I think we'll know a lot more about that situation at the end of the year. And candidly, if the Jets go 7-9 and Sam Darnold throws for 40 touchdowns, people are going to probably feel differently than if, you know, they win 10 games and Sam Darnold's benched. So I think we'll know a lot more about Sam Darnold and Coach Gase in terms of his future there by after the season.
Yeah, you talk about an interesting season that we're going to have coming up. So I just got a press release from the Dolphins. The Dolphins have just placed defensive tackle Raekwon Davis, defensive tackle Benito Jones, safety Brandon Jones, guard Solomon Kindley, defensive end Shaq Lawson, and wide receiver Kirk Merritt on the reserve COVID-19 list. So that's a lot of players. And again, I'll just reiterate for people that haven't heard, the list, the COVID-19 list, doesn't mean that the player has tested positive. It means that they may have come in contact with someone that has tested positive. But man, you are seeing a lot of names just there today from the Dolphins going on that list. talk about a tough season, whether it's front office or coach. This is as tough a challenge as any front office or coach will ever see, right?
Yeah, and again, I think you just gave great context, which is those players didn't necessarily test positive. And if I was a Dolphin fan, obviously I'd be concerned by that release. But what I would say is it's only August 6th. And again, you'd rather have the bumps in the road now. You know, we just went through with the Miami Marlins, right, in terms of what they just went through. So we're going to see bumps in the road, and you want to get them ironed out, you know, be it for the team, for the NFL, now instead of down the road. I think the bigger challenge, candidly, is you can't have a bubble for these players. And that is, you know, to me, the most pragmatic challenge, which is the NBA is doing a great job, but because of their numbers, they should be and could be. What I'm concerned about is, you know, we're sitting here on October 1st. We have a good NFL season, and then some team loses three or four key players because of no other reason but that, you know, they went home. So there's still a long way to go here, and hopefully these players come back as quickly as possible.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.